Well, I look like a comedian.
Who?
Oprah. Yeah, I've always wanted to do comedy,
It's
you
really the
know?
jaw.
It is,
It's
right?
the
Is it the
mouth.
It's
mouth?
the eyes.
It's not the eye. Like if I it's the
No,
mouth.
it's the eyes
Right?
too.
It's the eyes? It's all of
I'm a
it.
connoisseur of that man.
Yo, he's studying him.
You have no idea. She loves him. We're
Hi,
here. We're
everybody.
queer.
Welcome back to another episode of Tea
Tea
Time.
time.
Today on the show, we have somebody who is very funny,
Awesome.
very cool, very gay. Welcome to the pod,
Hello,
Heather.
how you
Hey,
doing?
Heather
How you doing,
Shaw.
guys? Look at
Heather
those
Shaw.
gays.
Oh, I love
Yes.
it. You're
Wall
gay?
of them. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, just came
wow.
out.
For how long?
A
Like
years.
years?
Yeah, out of the womb. Fresh out the womb.
Gold star?
Path? No. Well, you gotta test some things.
That's fair. You
I'm
gotta
a
make
very
sure.
test the car, you know?
Yeah. That makes
Take
sense.
a penis for a ride.
Ooh.
Fourth
We've
gear.
all
yeah.
done that.
I
It's my
know,
favorite
yeah.
gear.
I don't are there a lot of gold star lesbians? Do you meet them?
They're here.
You
They're in
guys
the world.
Do
We don't
well,
associate, but
right.
they're
Yeah.
there.
I've met a few, but do you remember when JoJo was a gold star lesbian?
Was. Did she is the reality show turned her?
I think so.
Didn't she fall in love
She
with a man?
she
I
hard
love that.
launched her relationship apparently.
With the Chris guy?
I guess.
Joe, no. Oh,
JoJo,
no.
what? I don't know.
We're
But
fine.
gold star lesbians, I do actually know one for sure. Her name is Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's great.
Nicole, the gold star lesbian.
Yeah, I mean,
Who
it's
the fuck is
interesting. Some
Nicole?
She's a gold star lesbian that I know.
Nicole the gold.
Yeah,
That's
Nicole the
fair.
gold.
That's
Hello.
fair.
Yeah, they're interesting. But I mean, I respect it. They don't want balls anywhere near them. I get it.
And
You
they
don't want to see
know.
it.
I
They
respect it
know.
because they've known for that long. They were just certain
Yeah,
from the
they're just like, I
get-go.
don't want any part of it.
They just never wanted any
No
part
peer
of it.
pressure whatsoever. I heard that your older sister and younger brother are also gay.
All gays.
What?
I love it. I have a joke where I say that I love to call my mom the faggot factory.
Nice.
You know what I
Nice.
mean?
Yeah.
This is the part where they laugh.
How does she feel about
I feel
that?
like that was a bomb.
It's okay.
I had to process
I
it.
rarely
I had
laugh.
to process
Raven
it.
laughs a lot.
Well,
I do,
you
and
guys
I
are, you
really
guys aren't a
laugh.
fan of the F word. I get it.
No. I'm okay with the F word. It's
I
kind of like the
mean,
N word for me. I go back and
okay.
forth. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's like it works in some situations,
Yeah,
and
it's
sometimes it doesn't, and then sometimes
context.
I'm context. That's a
Yeah.
word.
It's the
Context.
context you use it in.
But a faggot
Yeah.
factory is hilarious.
Yeah, it's fun. My
Yeah.
mom hates it.
What,
It's the
what does
only
she say
reason I
about
visit.
this?
Yeah. She made it. You know what I mean? She made all three gays.
It's her
She's
fault.
tired.
Very,
That
very.
lady's tired.
Whoa, yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
Tired of
that's pretty.
show tunes, tired of flannel, all of it.
There's
Are you
probably
a hood?
so much of it.
There's a lot.
You're a
Yeah.
flannel
Holidays
lesbian,
at
not
your
a hoodie
house.
lesbian?
Crazy.
I'm a hoodie.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a flannel one.
Okay.
I just swim in it, you know.
Yeah.
I get covered up in the flannel. Every flannel is so big. Look at me. I'm like a broom. You know, I'm just a hoodie girl.
That's
that
fair.
Makes
I'm swimming
sense.
in a
You're
hoodie.
just like a
I am.
I
Yeah.
love a hoodie.
Straight
Yep.
line.
I love
Yeah.
a
Do
hoodie.
you have a partner?
Yes. Yeah. She's gay too.
Oh, she
Good
is?
for her.
Pretty works out pretty well. She's also a fan of the gays.
I love that for her.
Yeah, I do too. It'd
That's
be
really
weird if she wasn't.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's really
If she's
cute.
like,
I
I
mean,
thought you
I've
were
dated
Jim.
straight women before.
Have you?
Yes.
It's a no-no.
I was that way for a while. I was
Yeah.
that gay.
Yeah. That's probably why I've never been to Pride or anything, because I've only hanging out with like bi women.
Okay.
Straights. The straight-ish, they're not straight
They're
if
not
they're
straight.
going down.
Yeah.
Then at that, you know.
Yeah.
But
So you've
straight
never been
vibes.
to a Pride?
No.
Why?
I don't know. What is it? Twinks and poppers
and
press.
1,000%, yeah.
Lots of ass and titties too.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, some lesbian in LA was telling me about LA Pride. Where the lesbians go to in the pool.
Yeah, that's. I don't think
The
LA
pool.
Pride is as great as like a San Fran Pride. Like a San
Really?
Fran Pride kind of doubles as like a sex club Pride.
Okay. There's a lot of like
There's a lot of
swingers
things
and
going on there.
lube.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not one of those. You're not.
No,
down
and
to
also I don't party
sounds like a
anymore.
Diddy
So,
moment.
yeah.
Swingers and lube. Uh-oh.
Not
Coming in
just for
hot.
gays.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Woo.
White party.
Exactly.
A different kind of white party.
Yeah.
But
Shout
that's
out
good.
to Diddy, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's going through it.
He
Talk
is
about
going
I love it.
through it.
I love it. It's so fun.
He looks real old.
Well, yeah, you can't get the hair dye in prison.
I know.
Or they're not giving it to him.
What a tragedy. Actually, it's really hard to watch all of it and hear the stories. It's like, ooh.
As a
Yeah.
comedian, though,
Yeah.
seriously, how how hard is it to decipher what to touch and what not to touch, being that we're so in a PC land of comedy right
I
now?
know. I don't really, you know, if it's funny, it works. That's
Okay.
my thing. So, like, I can talk about Diddy on stage, but I make it funny.
Right.
It's
Yeah.
not like you're punching down on the victims. That'd be weird.
That'd be weird.
And unsettling. And, like, you know, what are you doing? But, yeah, if you can make it funny,
You don't have a problem touching.
Yeah, if you kind of make fun of him, obviously very easy to do. You know, or what's going on. Mm-hmm. I talk about how it's weird to see a black pedophile. I don't like that. That's our thing. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
That's kind of fun.
That's a thing.
You know, you can kind of...
stay in your culture.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Stop. I don't want to see black people be pedophiles. That's our thing.
Yeah.
Don't be culture vultures.
I'm a
That's
dad.
So true.
I'm so it's like that.
They're stealing our thing. Yes.
They were like, you stole our brains. We're taking that.
Way off. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's something like that that I can have fun with. But yeah, it's also a weird topic to talk about.
It is.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just, there's so much darkness to it. You know,
which
Bieber,
is why,
all of it's weird.
Oh my God.
Which is why we need people like you to make light of it. I think that's one of the things that I love about comedy and comedians over the years, of just like, you guys are placed in our world to, I call it a spoonful of sugar, to help it go down. You know what I mean? I think that's the balance that's needed in comedy. Why did you get into comedy?
Well, I look like a comedian.
Who?
Oprah. Yeah, I've always wanted to do comedy.
It's really the jaw.
It is,
It's the mouth.
Is it the mouth?
It's the eyes.
It's not the eye. Like, if I... It's the mouth.
It's the eyes, too.
It's the eyes?
I'm a connoisseur of that man.
Yo, you studying him?
You have no idea.
She loves him. Big time fan.
No idea.
Let me tell you, I wanted us to prank Raven. I wanted us to, like, try and convince her that you were really him, because she didn't know. And I was like, if you walk in here and you're just like...
But I don't look like... I mean, I get this part. But like the body build, you'd be like, why is that boy coming in here with Jim's face?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What is this, a Make-A-Wish? I don't know. Like, people will ask me and they'll be like, does anybody think you're Jim? And I'm like, no, because if you see me out,
the minute I saw you, I realized that.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, it's just
That's
you
funny.
Know, hey, Raven, you know? I do that to piss off my fiancé.
That's fair.
We'll be in a cute moment, and then I'll be like, love ya.
Oh, I'm totally doing that to her. I'm going to do that to you from now on.
You can't do it that well. What are you going to do?
You don't even, I can't even, what is the, what is
that's
the?
That's not it.
Yes, it is. That is
you
from the original.
You just gotta get the head cock and.
Listen.
No, but that's like the face, like I can't stop staring at the face when you're doing it.
I know, it's weird.
And here's fun
it's
fact.
Very weird.
So I grew up adjacent to Jane Carey, Jim's daughter.
Oh.
So I, like, it's.
She doesn't really even, does she have the mouth?
No.
Isn't
she
weird?
Doesn't at all. You got the
I
mouth.
I think she got blessed with just her own, yeah.
No, Jane does not look like her dad.
Yeah, every time, I've seen pictures of her and I've been like, lucky bitch.
Yeah, no.
How the hell did she escape it? You know
you
what I mean?
You got it instead.
Yeah, I just, I, they
Do
were like, let's just give it to this,
this
lesbian, huh?
Do your siblings have this?
No. Have this like it's a disorder.
Were they born
with this disease? Where you look like a
this
very successful comedian already? Yeah. No, they don't. They look like normal gays.
I call
my brother a beige gay. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's like a very stable, secure, boring gay man. Like
got
great
it.
Job.
Yeah.
401.
Okay. Yeah.
We know
loves
those.
Plants.
We know those types.
Not
you know.
Plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like.
He's a
plants.
Green
I know. I don't like plants either.
I don't. I kill them all the
me
time.
Me too. I put them. Yeah. I'll have. Flower tattoos.
I'll eat them. I'll roll them, but I cannot grow them.
I don't have
true.
A green thumb at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. So they're just they're normal looking people. You know.
I mean,
they're
as
white.
Are you?
Yeah. It's just weird that I have like an imprint of
such a
I mean, it
famous
really
person.
Is.
It is.
I can kind of hide it though. I can you know if I'm just like
not working.
Okay.
So I do feel. You know, not to just bring this whole entire fun conversation down, but
Diddy.
Exactly.
Epstein.
Bill Cosby, what?
Too close.
Too close.
So
I can say it.
You can. But no, I was going to say there are so little amount of facial designs that humans have that we continuously repeated. Because I was watching a TikTok the other day and it was Margot Robbie from every century, a different person they placed next to her. And they were like, oh, no one's as pretty as Margot Robbie. And there was like eight other people that look like her.
Yeah.
People that we
Jamie
grew up
Presley.
With. Exactly.
She's one, right?
Yeah.
She is definitely
like
one. So it's like, it's not, I'm not too surprised.
Yeah.
But I am surprised that you both didn't know Fire Marshal Bill from...
What is it? In Living Color.
That
I
was,
never got into. I know. It's
that's
that,
what I was doing.
Yeah, that's what you were
so
doing.
I don't
you were nailing
it,
right I think.
Deeply straining your platysmal bands. But here's what
she knows the body
what
parts.
What is a platysmal
okay, nurse,
band?
Work.
Wow.
Okay, doctor.
These are your platysmal bands.
She must get them Botox.
Why do you know that? Yeah.
Exactly right. Yo. Because that's very, like, unattractive. And
you don't want that.
No.
That,
bring
that's
out.
What made him. That's what made him. Okay. Mm. You worked for a company that I hate.
Okay, let me guess. Wendy's?
Whoa. Oh, no.
She
good.
Loves
I good.
Wendy's.
I was going to say, I've never worked
No,
there,
you get one more guess.
Panera? These I are all my college too. Gigs. I
no,
don't know what.
You worked for something that stole money from me.
Okay.
And I'm not okay
oh,
with
Wells
it.
Wells Fargo?
I hate Wells Fargo.
Fuck that place. I, fuck you, Well, it was probably me that opened that account, girl. No.
Give me the money back.
I opened that fraudulent account. Yeah, that was an old job. I forgot about that.
Why did you do that?
Well, mama needed money.
Yeah.
It was like during COVID. And I don't know. I was just being a comedian in Orlando, which is real sad. On paper, that's already depression. Yeah, I just worked at some, I don't know what I was doing there. Fraud.
You were a research analyst.
Yeah, research analyst, which is BS. It's just, you're just like helping
That's
people.
What people say on Love is Blind. I'm a research analyst.
Yeah, they're
oh
not.
My God,
not
all
yeah,
the
they're
time.
Getting coffee for someone.
Period.
Yeah. No, that bank sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know the lore until I started working there, and everybody was like, don't.
Why does
don't.
It suck so much, you guys? I was a frauds baby. Yeah. Frauds.
Yeah.
My family was a Wells Fargo family.
Where are they now?
They're great.
Oh, well.
They're thriving. Mm. We never had bad moments at Wells Fargo.
Well, you might want to check your accounts. I don't know how many do you have that are, you know, because they were accused of like fraudulently opening accounts for people. Yes. I don't know what was the fraud there. I'm not really sure. I'm not smart enough to understand.
Wasn't
it,
that your job?
No, she's a
uncover?
Research analyst.
I was researching other things: how to get out of this job, how to become a full time comedian. That's what I was researching. What constitutes a queef? Yeah.
Oh,
what does?
I don't know. Duck quacking.
That's fair.
Down there.
I used to.
I don't think lesbians are queefing much.
No, it was a thing back in 2015.
Just 2015?
What do you mean it was a thing?
What was happening?
Who
then?
Was queefing?
There was a trend going around. Get ready with me for the queefing trend.
Oh my God, what do you mean, babe? And where? Like in porn?
What was happening in your life in 2015?
Like I was discovering how to naturally make myself queef.
I have an older aunt that's like, oh, I call that a vart. And we,
a
I just do that. And I,
fart.
Yeah, she goes, anytime I lay on my back and get up, it makes a noise. And I'm like, that's
dangerous.
You have four kids. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Not yeah. a fart.
Isn't that gross? I'm
like
lady.
Better.
The boomer verbiage.
I don't like yeah, either.
Really?
Queef or vart?
Queef
no,
is
I don't
fun.
Want, I don't want. Queef?
It's
yeah,
fun.
It's cute. It's like queer little... queef.
Queef.
It's like a queer queef.
Why are we trying to queef on purpose?
I don't know if lesbians queef much. Maybe they do.
Wait, why do you think that?
I don't know. I just always, well, I guess with a strap you could.
Oh, yeah, you can queef, but I can queef naturally without anything.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's talent. Thank you should you. Go on America's Got.
Hmm. We'll see. I'll catch Beard. You there.
Can you yeah. imagine? Howie Mandel would love that. Here I am. Let me queef
Howie
for
Mandel,
you.
Howie Mandel, that germaphobe, just like crying. Sanitizing his hands. As
he'd be like, Raven, why are you yeah. queefing on my stage? I feel like you'd have powerful queefs, though, babe, to be 100.
Thank you.
Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. This is a conversation I definitely want out on the internet.
You started it.
How do we get here from Wells Fargo?
Well, they queefed all over my bank account.
Yeah, what happened?
Hilarious.
What happened with them?
I just felt like they were not paying attention.
Right.
I felt like... I do feel like I was losing money, like the transfer, not the transfer amount, the
deposit.
The deposit would go in and then you would leave money in your savings account. Interest. The interest rates were really sucky at the time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like getting anything back that I thought was good. And I felt like they didn't have enough ATMs to where I was like always messing mm-hmm. around with another ATM and mm-hmm. Paying so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Was not a fan. What's something that's really boring but that you're really passionate about?
Oh, God. Really boring, but really. I don't know. I like vegan food. That's
get
boring.
Off of the stage.
Are you
get
vegan?
Out of here.
I'm vegan.
Get
are you guys
get,
vegan?
I need you to leave.
No.
Isn't that boring?
Why are you vegan?
I just think meat's gross.
Raven,
I don't know. It just grosses me
Raven
out.
Raven is a carnivore. She eats like.
You love the steak and the
like
chicken.
She's like a cow a week.
Isn't it? It's boring to you then. The
no
veganism.
Chicken, just cows.
No. Okay, so let me.
And I don't judge, by the way.
Whole
I
cows.
Do. How? Well, how do you cook?
I don't cook. I'm vegan.
You're this a raw vegan?
I'm a lazy... No, girl. Oh. I'm just lazy. I'm PB&J, chips. I don't... My fiance can cook really
okay,
well.
That's good.
She knows what she's doing. I was raised by white boomers that were like, kid cuisine?
Cheese whiz.
You know?
Oh,
yeah, cheese whiz. Yeah. I don't... It's not like I'm like, ooh, tofu, and I know how to... Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm like, I'll have girl dinner every day if I need to. I'll have PB&J
Why
and be happy.
Why vegan and not that's vegetarian?
Because so milk, cheese.
Eggs.
So you don't like the taste of it?
I just don't like it. It grosses me out. I'm just like, this
I'm
came
okay
out of an
that.
Udder.
Yeah, I've
and
had
cheese
that
is, bleh, I don't like cheese either. People love cheese.
I love that shit.
Yeah,
I
they
put
do.
That shit on everything.
Maybe, you know what my theory is? I've lost all taste because I've been vegan for like 6 years where like any food is fine to me.
What's your favorite meal?
PB&J.
Okay, but I'm is it like crunchy foodie. PB&J? Or
no,
like...
smooth, girl.
Oh, smooth.
Smooth. You need smooth. I don't want to put bugs in there or something. Yeah, I don't need the crunch. What's that about?
You are so...
Like, I make a very good PB&J.
She's just like...
Do you really?
Yeah, she does. She saved my life.
I also like a good Impossible Burger. You ever had those? That must be
the
gross
ones that
to
are
you.
Trying disgusting. To be red
yes,
meat?
Yes, lab-grown. They're like lab-grown meat. It's so gross. But they're good.
How
burger.
Long have you been vegan?
Disgusting.
Like six years. Probably. Oh, okay. I don't count, but I'm guessing. I'm really not... And I'm not... I don't judge people. I'm not a hardcore out there marching for vegans.
Okay,
vegans are annoying. I hate them.
They're
I'm like,
special
when somebody
sometimes.
Tells me he's a vegan, I'm like, leave me alone. This is terrorism. And I don't give a fuck what you eat. I'm not like that. I don't have time to be an activist, you know?
What are you doing?
I'm just farting, queefing, sharding. Anything but that.
Especially with all those vegetables.
I know. Are you carnivore?
No, not at all.
What are you, vegetarian?
No.
Vegetarian.
No, I'm not a vegetarian.
She's a vegetarian.
I eat fish and turkey and veg and salads.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not a big red meat person.
Pork.
No,
pork is
really.
Kind of.
I don't really like pork. I'm not a big meat eater. Like, I never crave beef or pork or anything like that. But I do need meat protein to feel good.
I feel like if I had like good seasoned chicken, my head would explode with the flavor because I'm not used to like. Yeah. I mean, personally, my wife's cooking is really good. Soon to be wife, but like, you know, I don't. Anything is like BS. Doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
I would love to be there when you do taste just some fried chicken. You call me, okay? I want to see that ecstasy over
if
your
I
face.
If I get a terminal illness, I'll just be like, Raven, I'm about to have KFC.
Watch me.
Yeah. KFC. Oh, that's hilarious.
It would probably make you so sick.
I know. I probably shit everywhere.
You'd be queefing from all areas.
Yeah. I feel like if I had cheese, I would just shit the walls, baby.
It's really not good. It's mucus. It's inflammatory. So you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's bad for skin. I have really bad acne. Pock marks. Oh, you can't see them here. That sucks. Anyways.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love them.
Oh, you embrace yours.
Yes.
I
it's
love
like
that
little
for you.
Divots. Like somebody took a shovel to my cheek. It's cute, too, pock mark.
But you're healed now from it.
I'm healed, yeah. It's my healing journey. Yeah,
you
well, I think
active
dairy.
Acne.
Yeah, I think dairy contributed to that.
Yeah.
Some people's skin, I think.
That's fair.
And I already had really rough skin.
Yeah.
So it was like dairy was like, grease it up, baby.
I know people who get really broken out from dairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what it's about.
It's very inflammatory for some people. But then it can also be super healing if you eat good quality dairy and the right kind of dairy.
I started drinking raw milk.
How is that
she
going and why?
It.
Wait a minute, why?
Okay, because if I drink regular milk, I'm lactose intolerant. If I drink raw milk, my gut bacteria, I'm not farting, I'm not doing anything. It's like actually helps me digest easier. It's weird.
Does it taste different?
Yes. Tastes like mother's milk.
No, it doesn't. Colostrum is mother's milk.
Oh, that's true.
Colostrum is
I know a lot about body
the best
parts.
Thing. Colostrum?
A colostrum is the sac around the pregnancy?
No.
Close. So far.
What was that?
No. You're talking about a placenta?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's not a sac. That's a whole other
How
organ.
Are babies made?
I'll tell you. Very carefully.
Colostrum
the place
is
that you
milk.
From? Yeah. So colostrum is the first milk that comes out.
Of a nipple? Okay.
And it's thick and it's the most nutrient dense milk, and it's the kind of the foundational building blocks of your immune system when you're a baby or an animal.
My mom probably bottle fed me
from the start immediately.
From the
this
get-go?
One's gay too. Get it away.
Are you the youngest?
No, I'm the middle.
You're the middle.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So she for sure thought the third would be her one straightie.
Yeah. By the time my brother was like, "I'm gay," first of all, we knew, girl. I mean, you know.
What age did he come out?
Well, I would say 5, but probably 16, realistically. Okay. But, like, we knew. He loved show tunes.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
I love show tunes, too.
Everybody
Yeah,
knew.
He loved show tunes and Rent.
Oh, yeah.
The
Rent is, like,
Broadway,
the gayest.
Not... Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I can't.
Me neither.
I can't do musicals.
I wasn't alive when it was there. You saw it, baby?
No.
Oh.
No.
I just know it.
No, I can't do musicals. It's too funny.
At all?
It's too funny.
Wicked?
What, everybody just knows the same song?
Every time.
We all just know the dance?
Funny girl.
Okay.
Did you see Wicked?
I did because my fiance wanted to see it.
Oh, you're forced.
I did a good review online on that one.
Oh, tell us about
Lots
it.
Lots of points to be made. Well, Ariana's the whitest she's ever been in that film. So white. I was like, well, there goes that answer. Because I was like, is she Italian or black?
No, she white.
She white.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's born in Texas.
Yeah.
North, like Dallas. She's white. Jeff Goldblum still creeps me out. Something about Jeff is creepy. I'm sorry. People fawn over him.
Yeah.
He's like that. He's a creepy uncle that you want to be around.
Yes, a creepy uncle
that
vibe.
That you want to be. Yeah.
Where he's like, yes.
But it's also like, sexy.
But why is it sexy? I know, because I'm like, I would let you stick it in, but I would be like, ooh, regretful afterwards.
Exactly.
He has charisma.
He has the riz.
He does have the riz.
Yeah, he has the riz.
But I'm just like, I'm surprised he hasn't had any weird stories come out about him.
I think
maybe he's like a respectful Rizzler.
He is a respectful Rizzler.
Yeah, he's not like, you know, Weinsteining it everywhere.
No, no. He knows
not
how to keep his.
Yeah. He's not Me Too-ing people.
Not at all. Yeah. I saw him at the doctor's office once.
Tall.
Tall, sexy still.
Does he talk like that normal?
Yes.
God, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
I saw him perform. He was the host of this event that Tiffany's was doing, and he was the, what's it called? The MC of it. And people were just like, as you said, fawning over him. Yes. So, and he was, though, he was really kind of like charismatic and alluring, and he can sing and dance. He kind of has this like old Hollywood vibe to him that people really enjoy.
Yeah, I just wonder if that's exhausting. That maybe is who he is.
I think it's who he is.
Oh, hello. You know,
I've never seen him play anything other than.
Yeah.
So I think that's just,
that's just who he is.
That's just who he is.
Wow.
Okay, what did you give Wicked?
I liked it for not liking musicals. It's long.
So you gave it a 4?
I gave it like 5 out of 10.
Oh, that's fine.
That's not bad for a non-musical fan. It's just like, why every other sentence was a song? I was like, we couldn't trim the fat on this thing. I love Cynthia Erivo. I think your voice is crazy.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Crazy. I didn't like the goat professor because what the fuck are we doing?
That was interesting.
Oh my god, that was so sad. Peter Dinklage?
Oh, is that who played that?
Yeah.
They made a little person play the goat?
Yeah.
This seems like a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
It was wrong.
I like him because he gatekeeps little people.
He does.
He is a little person gatekeeper. He said, totally don't give them jobs.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
It's very true.
It's very funny.
He gets all the jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
that's
angry.
Hilarious. He's like a little person bully. Wow. Shout out to Dink Dink.
I love Peter Dinklage.
Oh, little Dink
Dink. I think
he's
so cool. He looks angry. He looks so angry all
the
time.
He's very happy with his money and all of his jobs.
And his jobs.
Did you see?
That he hoards.
I mean, he has a lot of jobs for sure, but he also was like razor scootering in New York City and he looked mad.
Not a razor.
Tell me, was it a razor?
I think it was a razor.
He's got the old school. He's a razor scooter.
I mean, like, I don't think it was a bird. It could have been a bird.
Is that just a kid?
No.
Oh.
It was definitely the Dink.
It's definitely Dink.
She dropped
a shout out. He is oddly sexy. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, I would love to see him and
it's got like Brad Pitt voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of dark and deep.
Oh my god, he was so good in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Do you do?
I like things.
What do you binge?
I don't Hacks. I'm binging currently. Love Hacks.
I love Hacks too.
Yeah, I like Hacks. I like. I'm old school. I like Arrested Development.
Okay,
I'll just binge what I like already.
That
Sopranos.
Makes sense. Yeah.
You know,
you go back in time.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because I know it's good.
You got to watch The Pit.
And Housewives. I'm really getting into Housewives.
Which one?
So I did New York, obviously.
The best.
Hello.
Yep.
Salt Lake City's done. And now I'm on Atlanta.
Your
Girl,
life's about to change.
I am in like season 4 Atlanta. It is good.
It's so.
Holy shit.
Raven doesn't really understand the appeal of
Housewives.
You don't
watch Housewives?
My fiance hates it. I can't do
it.
It's so.
Drunk white women or Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yelling at each other.
Beverly
for no
Hills.
Reason. They're all fraudsters.
So.
Beverly Hills, I got to get into.
Yeah.
I think Kim Richards is very funny. I shouldn't be laughing at her, though, right?
Correct.
Right.
But she's also very funny. But you know what else you got to get into?
What?
That pot.
What is that?
Get
it's
into
in there.
It. There's something in there just
put
for
your
you.
Hand in the pot.
Put the hand in there?
Put your hand in the pot. Now,
that was a good segue.
Thanks.
Are you a professional?
Yeah.
All right. Was I not supposed to read it?
You are.
I can't
right now.
Read. I'm illiterate, so this works out.
Like Leah Michelle. Ready, steady. What are we talking about today on Tea Time?
Am I telling you now?
Yes.
Millennial stereotypes, ho.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys, what are some common millennial stereotypes that we know about?
Well, so I did a thing.
Oh, you did a thing?
What thing did you do?
No, that's a stereotype.
Oh.
I thought you were asking me. I'll give you the answers.
I thought you were about to tell me. What
no,
you
that's
did.
A millennial thing. We're like, so I did a thing.
This is so true.
You guys really.
We fell for
you,
it.
Yeah, what are you, Gen Z? You looked at me like judging.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 37. I'm a millennial.
Oh, see, we
Why?
Are too.
Why are you going to say I'm 80?
No.
You're like, girl.
No, I'm about to be 40 this year.
Yes.
I can't believe this year
I know,
right
it's crazy.
And
crazy.
I'm 37. So
you,
we're,
you are?
We're,
88?
Yeah. 87. Wait, so how old am I?
No, you're 37. There's changes.
Yeah, okay. I was like, shit. Do I not know how
So
old
what
I
is
am?
That? What is that millennial thing you just said?
I did a thing.
Oh, you know that. So I did a thing. But first, coffee. These are all the things that Gen Z makes fun of.
Yes.
I thought we were just throwing them out.
We are.
Okay.
You're going to do it more than us.
Okay. Well, yeah. I started off and you guys gave me this look.
I didn't know.
I just got a stare like, what are you doing,
we
bitch?
Both were like, what did you do?
I was like, it's a lead paint boomer stare I'm getting right now.
Yes, lead paint.
Hilarious.
That goes to show that we're true millennials because we were ready for you to tell us what you did.
What did you do? We wanted to know about your coffee.
Okay, yep, let's see if I can think of something.
So, yeah, millennial stereotypes.
Or always doing this in a picture.
Mm-hmm. Is that
I saw it on the TikTok.
I'm the house of Hufflepuff or whatever.
Hufflepuff?
Oh, Hufflepuff.
Whatever. Yes, that's the stereotype.
Gryffindor.
I never read
this. This one does it all the time.
Yep.
No, what I say is if there's like a person crossing the street and I say, if you hit him, 10 points for Gryffindor, that's what I say.
If you hit him with your car.
10 points for Gryffindor.
Yeah.
10 points for Gryffindor actually means, though, that's what they would say during their Quidditch. During their Quidditch. During their Quidditch games, if you got a point, it would be 10 points for Gryffindor. And that's...
We know exactly what you're talking about.
That's where they ride brooms, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they chase the golden thingy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called again?
The queef.
The snitch.
The snitch.
I know it's called the queef, babes.
So,
it's a big ball of air.
I don't know. I never got into that.
Harry Potter?
Like, it's like Game of Thrones to me. It's like,
you don't do the magic of it all.
I don't like fantastical things.
Oh, but what about
Wicked was a hard watch.
Right. And it was a musical.
It was a goat.
But professor. Being 37,
yeah.
You did watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No.
Who are you?
I didn't watch that. I don't know what that was.
Did you watch, I don't know, Dawson's Creek?
No.
I thought it was very silly. Who are you?
I just didn't like that drama stuff, which is fun now that I'm watching Housewives. I kind of get it.
Where did you grow up?
I was upstate New York. So we were, it's a trashy place. I didn't realize it. Going back as an adult, I'm like, ugh.
What part of upstate?
Rochester.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
My ex is from Rochester.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's why she's
her ex.
Yeah. I didn't watch like, what was that, WB?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. I wasn't watching that.
What were you watching, Jersey Shore?
I don't know what I was watching. I was watching Saved by the Bell, I remember a lot.
Okay.
Like, but beyond when it was airing. I'd just go back and rewatch it. I don't know why.
You like reruns.
Yeah, maybe. Seinfeld.
That makes sense.
You know.
Are you trying to get us into millennial
really
shows?
I'm just trying to understand who this person is.
Seventh Heaven was a weird one. I never watched that.
Obviously, it was Christian.
And now he's a pedophile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's... I'm like, that checks out.
Weird. I watched Seventh Heaven.
What other shows were there?
Seventh Heaven.
You really watched that?
I really watched
Family Matters I'd watch. Yeah. Is that the Urkel one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just wasn't a big TV kid. I was outside just playing with dirt and being like, I'm a lesbian.
There you go. That makes sense.
You know, I was an outdoor 90s kid.
Rural.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess.
Love it.
What were the Four Loko? Did you ever try Four Loko?
No, but my brother did.
Oh, really?
That's poison.
Oh, my God.
That was when it was the original one. I think it was
the gasoline.
It was like crazy.
It was. Killing people.
Yeah. That was wild.
Four Locos was crazy.
Yep.
Airheads.
Airheads were good.
We were extreme ingesters. We did everything to the extreme. We had Surge. We had Warheads.
Oh, my God. Warheads. I loved Warheads.
We needed to burn the shit off of our toes.
Yep. Yeah. Bop It was a fun toy.
I loved a Bop It.
Yep.
I had Bop Its.
Enya.
Yeah, we love Enya.
Is she gay, I think? Enya. No, she's just Middle Earth.
Oh, she's not from this planet.
No,
she lives in like a castle with her cats, and I'm like, that sounds like a Taylor Swift album.
She has all the money in the world.
I know, but it's also kind of lesbian to be like, extreme hide away with the cats in a castle.
And create your own language.
Oh, she did that?
She did.
Oh, no.
So the songs that she did for...
Peter Dinklage.
God.
The songs that she did for this soundtrack, and forgive me, but it was a Middle-Earth type of...
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, she did some music for that, and she created her own language.
Oh, God, like a fairy language or whatever.
Oh,
like
wow. That's wild.
Elvins. And
yeah.
Why do you guys think millennials like the word crap so much?
Crap? Or yeah. like crud, crap. I don't know. It's what, because that was like our fake swearing as kids, I feel like.
That's fair.
You'd be like, crap. Oh, crud.
Oh, crap.
It's so true.
Oh, short. You know?
You know who probably said it a lot? Ren and Stimpy. You watched that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. See, happy, I didn't happy, have cable joy, growing up, so it was like I knew of shows, but I never knew, like, SpongeBob. I don't know anything about that guy.
It wasn't our generation, though.
It wasn't, right?
It wasn't really
okay.
us. It wasn't really
I was
us.
Like, I don't get the hype.
Mm-mm. We were Rugrats, and we were...
Rugrats, yeah, yep. We were, hey, dude.
You know something that millennials say a lot, and that I actually say,
what's
is...
healthcare?
Yes. How did you know? It's exactly that.
Period. Period. Yeah.
That's funny, actually, because yeah. it's no worries.
No worries, yeah.
And we have
yes,
so many
that is
worries.
So it. Like, millennials what are is so like, oh my God, no you worries. Get the worst service at a restaurant and you're like, tip 30%. You know, we are just all apologizing for our existence. We Why is are. That?
No worries.
I mean, I look at the years that we're born in and all the shit that's happened to us.
Ever since 9/11's been downhill.
Downhill. And it got downhill. And it got into a valley when 2020 happened. It just kept going down.
Like, here's a pandemic. Like, what? I've seen towers fall.
It's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we really have, like, lived.
So I want to apologize to everybody in the world for being born.
Yeah.
What about our work habits? Millennial work habits.
I don't know. I think Gen Z is known for, like, not giving a shit about having a job, right? They're kind of like...
We care a little bit.
Yeah, I think millennials are like, we want to be the cool managers at Wells Fargo. We don't open weird accounts. We like our customers. Yeah.
We're like a good mix between the boomers and the Gen Zs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we know how to show up to work. We know what to do. But then we also know, like, dude, I'm going to talk shit about you when I get home.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like maybe I'm biased. I just feel like millennials are the most grounded, cool. I don't, and Gen X, maybe. I don't know a lot of Gen X that are.
That's above us, right?
Yeah, that's like, yeah. They were like 70s, 80s.
Babies. That's like Michelle Gallagher and.
Yeah.
Michelle Gallagher.
Is that her name?
What were you thinking of?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, yeah. What is her
name? Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Sarah Gallagher.
Sarah Gallagher.
Michelle Gallagher is what she said. I cannot with you. You're hilarious. Do you guys want to take a quiz?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is a BuzzFeed quiz. 30 things only millennials say. Mm-hmm. It is super millennial. Do you call dogs doggos or puppers?
Ugh, God.
Neither.
Kill me. Yeah. I mean, these are like sad millennials. These are like Disney adult millennials.
I don't know who those people are. I call them dogs.
Dogs.
Same.
Doggos.
Puppies.
That's so sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever use the word adulting when referring to doing something like cooking or paying taxes?
I don't.
She do.
Adulting, paying your bill.
I don't
what
do it with that
adulting?
Joy.
Okay. You're like, adulting.
I do it on the phone. Like, what are you doing? Adulting.
Yeah. Like, it's like haunting.
Such dread.
You're down.
Such dread.
Okay, I like
fear.
That. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, it's better there.
Adulting.
When you do something mundane, like make cookies or start an Instagram account for your pet, have you ever said, I did a thing?
So, I did a thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's just 9/11. Okay, sorry.
Do you say that in real life?
No.
Okay.
I don't. These are like, this is a subset. Millennials get made fun of online, on TikTok especially, by Gen Z people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a subset of millennials that are cringy, and they're like, they're Disney adult millennials. We're not all that.
No, we're different.
We're not. We're cringy in some ways.
All that.
When you... Okay. Do you refer to your pets as your fur baby?
Sometimes. You know, if I'm alone and nobody hears me.
You're like, fur baby, come here.
You're my little fur baby. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't tell people.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You know what I mean?
No.
My fur baby's gifted.
I just call him my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My fiance's like, I gave birth to this dog. And I'm like, I'm like, this is,
Shimba.
It was a long labor, but it was worth it.
Hilarious.
You know? She'll do that.
When giving a tour of your living quarters.
As you do.
All the time. Regularly.
Living quarters.
Do you refer to your bedroom as a place where the magic happens?
No, but that's so MTV Cribs. That remember is. Every episode?
Oh my God, remember that.
Remember every episode?
Was it all BS? Do we have insight on this?
No, I don't think it was all
BS. Were they renting houses?
Some of them were, some of them weren't.
Okay, some of them were legit houses, like Tommy
Lee. I think like
Lee.
The rock stars, exactly.
Yeah.
The rock
Tommy
stars.
Lee had a house, but like a rapper. Oh, well, Method Man brought him right to the project, so
listen,
that's what I loved.
Listen, some
people
did, some
people
didn't.
A shoebox of cash on top
didn't.
Of his fridge. I love that shit. He's like, well, my crib. It's like one bedroom. That was the shit.
Yeah.
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 I don't say that's where the magic happens, but I remember that from Cribs. Every fucking rock star would be like, this is where the magic happens. Like, what's that? Non-consensual sex?
Cocaine?
Yeah, cocaine?
Yeah. Have you ever said something won the internet?
No, that's too...
What is that sentence?
Won the internet.
I get comments like that, and I'm like...
Like, you won the internet?
You have won the internet today. It means, like, their video is funny.
You killed.
I don't think that's a millennial.
I think that isn't. I think it's just a subset of...
Like, weirdos.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
People that are furries.
Weird people.
Yes. Furries.
I agree. When you have completed a minor task, have you ever said, I deserve a little treat?
Yes.
Yes. All the time to myself.
Period. When I wake up, you know what? I deserve
a little treat. Millennials need it. We've had nothing. Again, we don't have housing, healthcare. If we pay a bill, time to go get ice cream, bitch.
We deserve a treat.
We deserve a treat.
Yeah.
Lay down. That's a treat. Just
I
lay
slept
down.
All day.
Take
yesterday.
A nap. Yes.
Babes, what's your favorite sentence? Take a nap.
Just take a nap.
Just take a nap.
Yeah.
That's a
she
treat.
She literally slept all day yesterday. That's it was not, insane.
That is a good day. Sunday rot day. Perfect.
It's a real
That's
thing.
What it's made for.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you say shooketh?
No. I see that a lot online. I am shooketh. No, I don't do that.
I don't even
Who
know.
Are
do
these
you?
People?
No.
No. See, it's,
I don't
this
say,
is, this
I don't
is
say
corny.
Any of this stuff.
No, it's a little corny.
Do you blame bad things happening to you on Mercury being in retrograde?
Well, we're lesbians. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to if I understood what that meant. No, I'm not. I like astrology is fun, but I'm never like, oh, I'm such an Aries. You know what I mean? I'm never like, this is, I wrecked my car because I'm an Aries. Like, I'm just not doing that. That's too far for me, but no, I've
Mercury
never done that.
Being in retrograde, I will say things like, the Don't. Planets are clearly fucked up right now because, like, so much bad shit is happening.
Yeah.
And I will maybe be like, something's in retrograde. But I feel like Mercury is always in retrograde.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to, like... The next question is, this is funny. Do you have any idea what Mercury in retrograde actually is?
No. Is that mean when it gets its period? I don't know what that means.
I don't really know either.
Mercury's a planet.
Mercury in retrograde means that it's rotating in the opposite way it normally does. I don't normally say it, but what I do say is something's going on, and then I look in the sky and it's always a full moon.
Ooh.
Oh, that's true.
It's always a full moon.
Yeah.
We're connected to the moon, though.
It's weird that people want to shit on astrology when you can see it. It's like tangible.
It's
like
right there.
You know what I mean?
It's tangible. It's, don't get me started. It's the gravitational pull.
Yeah.
Our uteruses are all connected to the moon.
Yeah, yes.
Listen, we are the Earth's gravitational pull when it comes to this uterus, so period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Literally. I don't know anything about Mercury, though.
Yeah.
Are you guys happy that we're millennials? You're happy to be a millennial?
I like being a millennial. We get a lot of hate, but Gen Z is just, they're too scared to be cringe. They're too scared to do things because they're like, I don't want to look weird.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of in their own prison.
Yeah.
And they can't read. And then millennials, you know, we've had nothing great in the economy, but I think we have a good sense of who we are. And we were pre-internet for a while.
We were.
Come on. We had the best of both worlds.
That's what I think it makes us.
We're kind of cool.
So lucky.
Boomers can't figure it out, but we had to figure out LimeWire and like AOL.
No, I think we're super lucky that we had the experience of not having internet.
Yeah. It was really cool.
I feel like everyone else's brain now post us is just
imagine
a
being
mess.
Like two and having an iPad in your face, like,
right?
That's got to do something to your
very
brain.
Damaging.
It does for sure.
Yeah,
I think that's why Mercury's in retrograde so much, because there's so much radiation going
on. Probably.
I have to be honest. I was
we're
like
reshifting it.
I was really jealous of Gen X, the generation right before me. I just love the fact that they got to dress like adults in the 90s because the clothes were really cool.
Yeah.
I was popular in the early 2000s, but I was so young that I didn't really get to experience the really cool things that were happening in 2000.
Yeah.
So I kind of wish that I was like 17 in 2005.
Yeah.
So that I could really, maybe I was.
You might have been, well, you were probably like 19, 20.
In 05?
Yeah.
No.
I was 18 in 06. If you're 2 years,
okay, so
you,
I'm
like
talking
three?
About. I want to be like 18 in 2003.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying.
Yeah,
so much math, so many numbers.
I would want to be a teenager in the 90s.
Period.
Yeah,
that's
just
what I would
like
want to be.
95, being like a 14-year-old.
I was right. I wish I was 18 in 2003.
Yeah.
I wish.
Wonder what that would have been like.
You wish you were 18 in.
She just has to pull up a YouTube clip of herself.
But I wasn't mentally 18, you guys.
She was busy.
I was very busy.
You were busy, bitch.
And I feel like if I was 18 in 2000.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 years prior,
I would have killed
life
it.
Would have been
then
different.
You already would have been 43.
Well, yeah, I get what you're saying. And they were kind of had latchkey kid vibes, which we didn't really have. I mean, maybe some of us did, but they Gen X had latchkey kid
vibes.
Yeah,
they did.
Parents were just like, who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Remember they had to have that, like, it's 10 o'clock, you know where your kid is? Oh, PSA
yeah,
that would go on?
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
And Dare, remember the your brain yeah. on drugs?
That was giving me the great eggs. Advice yeah. later on. It was like heroin. Okay. Noted.
Period.
What a weird program, yeah.
I loved Dare.
You did?
Just because we got such, like, interesting pamphlets. We got, like, these interesting pamphlets during our health class, and there was this, like, cartoon named, like, Cool Guy. And we would read little books about, like, Cool Guy and his friends, and then we get, like, a Dare t-shirt. And I just thought, I didn't really understand what all of it was, but I liked Cool Guy and the pamphlet and the shirt and, like, all
the Dare graphic was kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
The D-A-R-E. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I could rock this.
You guys, I used to do events for Dare.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Like, I used to work and go talk to people and, like, be a part of, I'm here with Dare. You have to tell people not to do drugs and shit like that. And then I'm, like, older, like.
What does Dare stand for?
Oh, my God. Don't
drugs
do that to me.
Drugs are really excellent. No, I don't know.
Dare.
It's got to be drugs.
Drug abuse resistance education.
See, corny. Resistance education.
Yeah.
How to resist.
Yeah.
My wife the other day was like, where does your friend get her drugs from? And I'm like, don't say that like that.
She was
you
so.
Mean weed?
No, she was like, I said to her, where did fill in the blank get her drugs? And she was like, don't say
that. You literally just repeated what I just said.
I know. I'm telling the story, though. And she said, don't say it like that because she wanted me to say it like cool. Like,
where'd your friend get her shit from? Like,
shit.
Where's her shit from?
Yeah.
Or like
where'd she get that bag from? Where'd she get that dink from?
Get that dink.
But what I was trying to explain.
She was up here being the cool guy.
Was it Advil you were talking about? What was?
No, it was Molly.
We all know her.
I was trying to explain to her that the reason I asked that was because I don't know if, like, she would go to one person for Molly, like one person for weed.
She didn't know what to call it, the plug.
The plug.
I just didn't know if the dealer was like, or if it's like a friend who just like has Molly who like gives you.
Yeah.
She just thinks I
sound. You're
wearing a wire. Exactly. You sound like a narc, dude.
No, a good.
Where does your friend procure that drug from the dealer? Speak into my chest.
A narc would be cooler than me. A narc would know how to, like, say it right.
Yeah, no. The narc would know plug.
Oh, they would
know. So you're like
plug.
Reverse narc.
Yeah.
You're not even.
I literally said to her, I was like, do I sound too, like, uptight and preppy?
No, you sound like you went to a Dare convention and talked to the cool guy from the band.
You sound like the cool guy was a big part of your life.
Let's toast.
This was fun. You guys are fun.
Today, we are toasting to Barbie Keel.
Barbie!
Over the past 54 years, she has dedicated her life to rescuing animals in need.
Yes,
saving
animals.
And Heather has not eaten any of them. Saving an estimated 10,000 from neglect, abuse, and abandonment through the Barbie Keel Animal Sanctuary in Sussex.
Yes, England. Sussex.
Barbie once ended a long-term relationship after being told to choose between her partner and the animals. Her response, I packed his bags. Barbie also uses her own pension to buy pet food in bulk, which she resells at low prices to help struggling pet owners.
I like this Barbie lady.
Okay, Barbie. Let's go party.
Have you ever saved an animal?
Yeah, I found an animal off the street, took her in.
And that's
she's dead. she died from old age, guys. I didn't kill her.
Oh, yeah, I rescued her. A long time.
she was pretty rough when I found her. So she lasted like 4 years. I was,
you gave her a good 4 years?
Yeah, I gave her a good 4 years. She had a really traumatic life.
What was she?
She's a pit bull. You know.
They get it bad sometimes.
Yeah, they get it real bad. That was in Florida, so that checks out for that state.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah. We've taken in that dog and
I have rescued birds mostly. Like there was a bird once that I found that had hit something and was like dying and I tried to resuscitate it. It did not
work.
With
mouth to mouth?
No.
Okay.
Just with like
little pitter patters.
Just little pitters.
Aww.
Hey, we found another dead bird in our first home together, remember?
Yeah.
And we buried it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we have like a whole
bird outside.
What did we name it?
Birdie.
No.
Okay, good. Dink Dink?
Ding Ding. It was like Jackson or something.
Jackson, that's cute.
It was, she's loves names.
That's a millennial
It was
name.
Intense. And we buried it. But that first bird that I tried to bring back to life, I was like trying to bird feed it. Mm. And then it died in a shoebox. And then a cockatoo flew onto my yard when I was in elementary school. And I ended up rescuing and keeping this cockatoo. And I named him Caliban. And he was actually my pet until he wasn't anymore.
Caliban the cockatoo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something about birds is coming to you. Like,
it's weird. Yeah. And I caught myself a raven.
Oh, my God. Got I'm it. So dumb. That's crazy. You're a bird whisperer.
She I is guess. A bird whisperer. She hates
wow.
birds.
I do.
So, like, what
really?
Does that
They're
mean?
Disgusting.
I mean, in the house. Like, birds in cages make me sad.
Yeah.
Like,
we
I
were
fly.
Around birds in cages the other weekend.
They
and,
smell.
Oh, my God. It was insane.
And they're
just
loud.
Talked yeah. the whole time.
They're not supposed to be in the house.
No, I don't. They should be free. They have wings.
Yeah.
Anything with wings, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't cage
Speaking
the bird.
Speaking of what are you doing, tell us everything that you're doing and where we can find you.
You can find me online, baby. That's where I live. Ah, TikTok, Instagram, MySpace.
MySpace?
I'm on them all. Geocities? Go to heathershawcomedy.com to check out all the.
Are
I'm always performing
LinkedIn?
Live. No, girl, I'm not a professional.
Oh,
I should get on LinkedIn.
You should
make a fake profile. I'm Gypsy Rose. I'm doing live shows all the time. So go to my website for those tickets, and you'll see me online somewhere. Maybe I don't know.
I love this for you.
Thank you so much. You guys were fun.
Thanks
we
for
did
being
a thing
here.
Today.
So we did a thing.
We did a thing.
We did a thing.
We did a major thing with Heather
yeah.
Shaw.
Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment down below if you did a thing. Love you guys. See you next week.